When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello.
What are you doing? Being all cute.
We're both showered. This shirt kind of makes me look like a linebacker, though.
Well, I feel like you like a good puff sleeve.
A good
set like of Anna pads. Green Gables. You remember Anna Green Gables? The puff sleeves?
I do not. Does she have puff sleeves?
What? Did you ever watch it?
I don't believe so.
Like the old one, like the Megan Fellows.
No, PBS. And humble name drop or something. When I was with Anne Voskamp, that thing, she spoke about how, I think she's named after Anne of Green Gables or something. And she talked about it. And afterwards, she's like, do you think that resonated? And I was like, yes. And I was like, never seen Green Gables. I'm sure it did that.
Well, Anne of Green Gables is Anne with an E. And Anne Voskamp does not have an E.
Oh, then I totally missed that.
But she references that. She's not like Anne with an E. Anyway.
Okay. Well, anyway. Well, you look pretty too. I like your bright lipstick.
Thank you. I've been wearing a lot of baseball caps lately. I don't know. I feel like it's my summer look to not put on makeup and put on a hat and just wear comfortable clothes.
And then when you do get dressed up, though, it's so insulting. Like, I haven't been showered real honestly in the last however many lives and or tapings. It's been real bad over here. And then
when you say not showered, you mean like your hair washed or you mean like your body?
Well, one of the lives. I mean, I think I said it. I hadn't showered in days. It was really embarrassing. But like, usually,
like ever gone underwater?
Like hadn't been underwater.
Wow,
it's not good.
You're gonna. The summer of Cynthia is not looking so. Summer.
Well, we're about to turn in book number two again, and it's getting ready to be summer of Cynthia. So, okay, what's going on over there? Tell me everything.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'll tell you what I've been having a lot of fun doing. You know, I went to the lake with friends and we got these t-shirts. Like, they only had men's large t-shirts. And so then I got real into cutting t-shirts. It's my new favorite thing.
Okay.
Have you ever done this? Like, make them into crop tops? I know you love a puff sleeve, so maybe you don't wear t-shirts.
No, I'm adding on to them. I'm literally taking other t-shirts and building it up, building up my linebacker. Like, wait, you like a crop top? I feel like I need to stop you there.
You take it and you cut off like the bottom 5 to 6 inches and it's so cute. It makes it. And then you can even like cut the sleeves and make them kind of cap sleeves and even cut out the neck.
Why did you not wear one to show us? We're going to need a picture on social.
Well, I will show you a picture on Instagram, but I am thinking it's so fun. I'm going to do it with this shirt here. Hold on. This is one I bought at Kohl's. It's a Led Zeppelin. I thought it'd be good for 4th of July. I'm going to cut it all up. It's going to be so cute.
I would love to see a picture.
We could do it on this episode. No, I'm just kidding. It's so fun. It's like a craft that has really quick results.
I just don't feel like I look very good in t-shirts. Like, they don't have the structure I'm looking for. That's but I'm willing. I'm willing to give it a try.
I saw one gal. She cut it right up the middle and made it kind of like a cardigan.
Okay. I'm going to stop you there.
It's not crocheting, or as one of our listeners, she sent a video in of a mom and a daughter, and they're on their way to Michael's, and the mom's like, okay, say that again. She's like, I know you're filming me. She said, no, why are we going to Michael's? And she's like, well, I want to get into crocheting. The mom's laughing. She's like, what? What's wrong with crocheting?
Crocheting. Oh, my gosh.
She just keeps saying it over and over again, and the mom does not correct her the whole video. I think it made it on America's Funniest Home Videos. So thank you for sending that in. We love when you all send us reels. I'll watch them.
I won't. But Heather will tell me about them. And then once in a blue moon, I really will. I'll get carried away and watch one, but not very often.
Well.
Do you want to hear something interesting that happened over here the other night?
Yes.
It's not that interesting, but I'm going to tell you. Mike was listening to Sidetrack, which is so lovely of him, in the car. And so the other night, Kate flew in from being out of town, seeing her boyfriend's family. And so she flew in really late. And so I'm like, I'm headed to the airport. Mike's like, I'm going to go with you. I'm like, no, that's okay. Like, I wanted to catch up with her. And he's like, no, I'll go with you. So then we get in the car and he like doesn't say a word. Anybody have that in your life? And you're like, oh, okay.
This is nice.
It's fun. And so I noticed Sidetrack was playing on his Apple CarPlay or whatever. And I was like, well, do you just want to listen to the end of Sidetrack? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. So he hits play. And you guys, it's right at the point where I said, do you know what the worst thing about marriage is? I was like, oh no. And I got real life reactions of me telling y'all that sharing a bathroom on a in a hotel is the worst thing about being married. And you said, I'm just trying to figure out what it looks like for you in normal life. And Mike goes, I'll tell you, Heather, what it looks like. I haven't used the bathroom in my own bathroom in 20 years.
This is for real.
I laughed so hard and I go, okay, well, first of all,
I'm helping y'all with marriage therapy here.
I know. Anyway, so it was very funny listening to it in real time and watching Mike's face and being like, huh. So sometimes when you're talking to Mike and you're just looking at Heather and you know, like some of your besties listen, you don't really think of the repercussions of everybody that might be listening, including your husband, until you watch it real time. And I was like, huh. I mean, don't you guys, I'm still going to talk about him and how much I love him and he's fabulous and wonderful and my family. But I just wanted you to know it got a little awkward.
Oh my gosh. And now have you let him back into your bathroom or no?
He's always been invited to the bathroom. To use it for most purposes. There's just one particular purpose I'd like to outsource to other bathrooms. Moving on.
This Heather, feels like a growth area.
I feel like for sure it is. It is.
You know, when you all, you talked about Italy in the last episode and okay.
The last episode, that was generous. Like the last nine episodes, but go on.
Okay. You know, and Super Trackers, I was doing a TikTok trend that I saw with y'all. Mm-hmm. So I've been on TikTok a lot, not because I'm on TikTok looking at, I'm not addicted now to TikTok.
Sure, Heather, it's fine.
But when I was on there doing my little fun trick where I take a picture of someone and it pulls up the music, I saw that there's a new fashion trend in Italy based on Texans.
Oh, yeah?
What did, and is that because you all were there?
Is it? Are they all wearing big old linebacker shoulder pads?
Totally. Everyone's wearing puff sleeves.
Okay. No, what
is it? Apparently it's called Texani. Texani. Texani.
I'm going to ask you to not do that. That and cutting your shirt like a cardigan. We were
saying it. Strikes. How do you say it with an Italian accent?
I don't know. I'm so bad at accents. Everything goes to a Hispanic accent.
Tortellini. Texani. Texani. That sounds like Italian.
Okay.
Anyway, cowboy boots with everything.
Okay. Now this is interesting. That because my whole my boys love cowboy boots. And Brett probably has four or five pair of cowboy boots, a couple that cost more than my house, that someone gave him. And long story short is we were like, no cowboy boots. It's too much to carry, blah, blah. So my people would totally have worn them, but they didn't take them. But what I'm hearing you say is that there's Texans out there taking their cowboy boots across the pond.
And it has caught on. And there are these Italian influencers, and they are putting together all these outfits wearing their cowboy boots with their dresses and with their suit separates. And it's a thing.
Huh. That's, yeah. That's
interesting. It wasn't inspired by y'all because you didn't wear cowboy boots
there? No, they didn't take them. I was like, no, we don't have room for that. But when we were there, this is kind of slightly interesting. I mean, slightly. When I was on that boat that day when I was, when the waves got real high and all that, and it was scary.
Wait, you didn't tell us about that.
Yes, I did. I was on a boat one day. Okay, well, we were in a little boat.
You told
boat.
Us you were on a boat. I didn't know about the waves.
Oh, yeah. And now I can't talk about it because that horrible accident at Lake Tahoe where that family drowned.
So many horrible accidents. I don't know if my Facebook feed, like,
is doom and gloom.
I'm like, what is happening? It is Meta, literally like please. death. And does it think I like that? And it just keeps giving me more?
Meta. Stop.
No, Meta. Come on.
And now that we're talking about, well, yeah, there was a, so when we were on a boat, a storm came through and like the waves were huge, Heather. And I was getting a little nervous because we have like two Italian 20-year-olds that were real cute. But I'm like my whole family's on this boat. Like you're cute and all, but I don't know that I trust. And so I was getting nervous and I kind of had to have a little, like we had to go to the back of the boat instead of the very front where we were sitting. And I mean, it was banging and they were apologizing. And I was like, huh. And no other boats were out anymore but ours. And so anyway, I was so nervous about it. But doesn't matter. Both of the guys had on New York Yankees hats. And they both said, like, without us even asking, oh yeah, like we all wear this. I've never seen the Yankees game. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever seen American baseball. I don't know why I said American. I think baseball is baseball. It's not football. But they had never seen it. And so me, because I'm so American and we think everything's so centric around us, I'm like, well, how do you get it? Do y'all have Amazon? And they looked at me like, oh my gosh, lady, yes, we have Amazon. But yeah, McDonald's. The Yankees. They all wear Yankees hats. How about that?
I love my Yankees hat. Yeah. I love it.
You have one?
Uh-huh. I have a pink one.
How's it going in your house with all the food this summer? Because if I recall, you are cooking all the time. You told me, and you've had it on your Insta. Man, your social game is big time good right now. But I saw you, were you boiling some eggs? What was happening?
I realized last Thursday that I had cooked 8 different meals that day.
In one day? Why?
It's just like people coming in at different times, needing different things. And then that night, I actually, this is my trick to get into somebody's pool, is I cook a meal and I bring it to them.
Yeah, I've heard you say that. You've never brought a meal over here. Not even one time.
So I'd cooked that. Yeah, no, I feel like I'm a short order cook. And I've just embraced it. This is just my role for the summer.
Okay.
And when you have teenagers, you may not be their favorite person. But with boys, if I can give them food, that's great. I win. Like, yeah. I'm doing one thing in my day that is somewhat approved. Anyway, yeah.
It is. I think it is a good word on the love language of your kids and loving them where they are. Because yeah. I can think in my marriage, like this with Mike many times, the things that he would really emphasize and do, like try to really do something special for me. And it just wasn't my thing. I'm like, well, that's really nice, but that's not my thing. And with my, with Brett, like I'll be like, I'm just going to go have individual time with him and we're going to go bowling or something. And he's like, do we have to? Like, what's going on?
They don't want it.
Like a steak, because, you know, he only eats beef, everybody. If you're just new here, my house smells like the Western Sizzler because Brett only eats meat right now. And so if I just
When you say only – like, he won't eat a vegetable with it. He won't eat a potato with it. He won't eat.
Okay. He'll eat rice or potato. Rice sometimes, a potato sometimes, but nothing with added sugar, nothing that's like a traditional carb.
And no processed foods.
No processed anything. No added sugar. So anyway, it's basically ground beef and steak. But if you'll just have the, you know, like you just have some food here, make some little carb-free snacks. Like, they're so happy and they might even talk to you for a little while. You might get some conversation.
Have you ever taken them to Fogo de Chao?
Oh yeah. There's another one that's not, what's the one that's called?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The owners go to.
It's like a copy of it.
Yeah. They, and that one is, he really likes, I can't think of the name of it, but Tracy, what's that one, you know, on Beltline, and Midway-ish over there. Okay. Speaking of short order cooks, can we talk about Amber Burrell dying?
So sad.
I know. Okay.
Did they share the cause of death? Because she's like not that much older than you.
That's so rude how you just. Which isn't that much older than you.
I'm in a different set decade.
Oh, it's going to be lovely when you hit that decade. Okay, well, I don't really know. I think it's very up in the air. But I was reading some of the tributes because I'm a fan of the Food Network. For a girl who doesn't like to cook, I sure do watch it, or I used to watch it a whole lot. And so, you know, she's the one with the spiky blonde hair, everyone, Ann Burrell. Okay, and I've come to with – and by the way, condolences to her family and everyone involved. Now – I have come to.
What are you feeling? Very nervous about what you're going to say with that intro. Condolences to her family that listens to Sidetracked.
Yes, to all the Food Network that's tuned in today to hear what Cynthia Yanoff has to say about Amber L. Well,
I mean, I told you I did meet the one gal from Food Network who does know her, so she could be listening.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. Well, if you are, it's really has nothing to do with Ann Burrell.
Okay.
I was reading some of her tributes. Say, yeah, we're still with Ann Burrell, though. I was reading some of the tributes, some of the Instagram like posts about her, and it was so interesting. And it caused me to form a list of my own do's and don'ts if I die suddenly, and no one's expecting it. So I'd like to share them with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's my first don't.
Oh no, I'm nervous.
Please don't say on your social media, like put a picture of them and be like, our relationship was complex. Just say you hated me. Like, you don't need to say say our relationship was complex.
Just say nothing. You could say zero if your relationship was complex. I feel like people just want to show that they were close to fame.
I read a couple of one. I was like, she was very spirited. You don't need to say I'm spirited. Just say she had a big old mouth. Like, let's just call it what it is. I'm dead. I'm with Jesus, everyone. Agree?
Have you ever been in a funeral and you're hearing like what people say about someone and you're like, not my experience.
Then why are you there? Heather's like, well, I hated her, but I was there.
It's like a family, like Uncle Bob or something. And people are talking about how generous he was. And you're like, no, he never paid for a meal. He was always, you know, bumming this off of our family. Like,
I object. Okay. Here's number two. Do not post the last text I sent you.
Oh, wow.
Because you guys know good and well.
Do that?
Yes, that's a thing I saw as a part of the Amberell thing. Now, no. I would like to say this. I looked back at a few texts because I want to see some of the things I've texted today. I texted my friend Michelle, well, I'm glad she gained weight.
No.
Now, there's a story to that that is not what it sounds like, but don't post that.
No.
Okay? Here's number two to Sharon. She's hideous and darn the cute clothes. There's a story to that too that's not nearly as bad as it sounds, but you don't need to be posting that, friends. Here's number three, our friend Sherry. Can I be the woman? You can be the man. Now, she had sent me a reel that she wants me to learn a dance with her, and I didn't watch the reel. Y'all know that, but I didn't want to be the man. And so those were just a few of the texts I sent this morning. So that's number two. Don't post the last text I sent you because it's not going
to
be good.
I need everyone to look at their texts because my last one to Quaid was egg bites.
I think we should put that. I think we should like that can be this week's. If you have a funny one, send it to us, the last text.
Please. I put totally, and I saw gals in all sizes wearing it, and it seemed to be flattering on most.
There you go. That was much. See, that's the difference
in your name. Put that on the post.
I'm over here. I'm glad she gained weight.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's it. Number three.
Yep.
Don't post a picture of us where you look awesome and I look like I gained 20. Okay. Now, I saw that too. We're not talking Amberell, but if we were to be talking about her, poor thing. I mean, if those people out there didn't find the best picture of themselves and poor Anne, she deserved better.
Don't
do that to me. And Heather, I expect you to censor that. If you see it, I expect you to call it out.
I will do it all over Google. I will scour Google for the best images.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. And never in white. Does anybody ever look good in a picture with white? Do you, Heather?
Well, she's a chef, so she usually wears white, right?
Well, yeah. Well, you raise a good point, but I wasn't talking about Anne in general. I was talking about me. Whenever there's
is not flattering. No, it's an expansive color.
It's expansive. Okay, I only have a couple more, you guys. Don't say about me, she died loving what she does. Mm. No, that's wrong. She died doing what she loved. Don't say that. Because the most likely I wasn't doing something I loved unless I was in Home Goods or playing Mosh with my friends or I was in a vat of Diet Coke. Don't say that I died doing what I love. I didn't. I was probably editing a book or screaming at a kid. Don't make assumptions on my behalf. So those are my.
Anne was in the shower.
I know. And you know that wouldn't happen to me because I don't ever shower anymore.
Well, no, we know you weren't doing what you loved. You don't love showering.
Okay,
the vat of Coke Zero, though,
right?
That's a way to.
If I fell in a vat of Coke Zero, you could be like, you know what?
She's died in a doing better something place. She loved
in all respects. Okay, and then
she died in something she loves. That's what.
That's better. Yeah. But it might sound dirty. I don't know. Okay, here's a few things.
What do you want to do instead?
I want you to feel free to say that because with Anne, there was some questions of whether or not there's some things found around her that might have implicated the death. I don't want to go into, but I want you to know that, Heather, if you want to say that, like, I was found surrounded by Coke, you could. Well, I want you to have clickbait. I want the show to grow when I'm dead. And so we'll all know it's Diet Coke, but if you want to say that like Cynthia was found surrounded by Coke, I'm okay with it. That's one.
No.
Number two, I need you to run and do not walk. Run to my
I've already been told about this assignment.
To my underwear drawer. because I think it's managed well now, but I have PTSD from high school.
What happened in high school?
Some boys came into my, like they were toilet papering, but they snuck into my house. I don't really remember how. What? I don't think my parents were there. They snuck in and they were like toilet papering my room and hanging up my clothes. And you know how you like, sometimes when you, especially in your teenage years, I had a special occasion underwear drawer, meaning that once a month kind of thing. And then a normal underwear drawer, and they got the wrong underwear drawer, and I'm still seeking therapy because I don't know if it was bad or not, but like, you know, a teenage girl doesn't want her stuff all
granny panties.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's really bad. And so I think
when you say special occasion, at first I thought like lacy thongy.
No, I mean like
opposite direction.
Opposite direction. Yes. So I need you to check that out. My friend Christy went to get a skin check and didn't realize she had a ginormous hole in her underwear because she forgot that was a damn it on the side. Like
not the hole where your body goes in or the holes where your legs go through.
Like, around thigh-ish. And so anyway, now I'm paranoid. So that I'm going to need you to do that. The next one is if you have time, go to my recycle bin and sell.
You don't
and, like,
have one.
Well, I do have like two trash cans. Just go sort it out in case of people bring meals and someone's like, she didn't recycle. So fix that. And then I think the last one is this. I don't care what you do in my funeral, y'all. I'm going to be at Jesus. It's fine. But my last one is this. I care about Mike's funeral and he wants bagpipes and he wants Amazing Grace and I will not have it. Okay. Like there's nothing worse. We're in Sea Island.
Really, like you've had this conversation and he said, I want bagpipes.
And I say, no, I'm like, I will marry
you. Where does this come from? Is he Scottish?
No, I don't know.
I'm the one with the McFadden last name. I mean, Bruce is actually Scottish.
Oh, it is.
So he should get bagpipes. Sorry,
I told him,
Mike.
I was literally going to bury his butt in a kilt before I would have bagpipes at his funeral. I don't enjoy the bagpipes. So if someone could just manage that too, those are my do's and don'ts based on Amber L's untimely passing. Do you have anything you would like to add into yours or subtract?
I mean, I had never even considered future thinking about this.
Well, that's what happens when you don't future think it. The next, you got bagpipes and period underwear out.
I think part of me is like, who the heck cares? I'm gone. Peace out, peeps.
Oh, Heather, it's so practical.
I mean, what should I be ashamed of? There's so much around here to be ashamed of that I can't even. Where do I begin? If anyone came in my home, like, I don't know. I don't have my children's medical records organized. I don't have.
I'm going to shave you up. That's what I'm going to do for you. Even though you're like, I don't need to shave. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Oh,
and I'm going
to Oh, speaking
that.
Of.
Yeah.
I know you didn't watch the reel that I sent to you.
I did.
Alona. What's her name? Iona. The gal from the rugby team that did this Olympian who's very, she's like very proud of her larger body. And she and her sisters have a podcast.
I know exactly. I don't know how to say her name. And I refuse to slaughter it like you just did. It's terrible.
Well, anywho.
Yeah.
She and her sisters were talking about, because of the quote-unquote recession we're going through, how there's a resurgence of Bush.
Don't and say that don't, word. No, ma'am.
I don't mean the president.
What just happened? You can't say that.
They literally were talking about, even in their generation, how that is becoming less of a thing because they don't have the time, the money, the resources.
Huh. So, really?
Just saying. The Bush recession.
Bush is back. I feel like we've got to edit that whole thing out. That's just horrible. We had this discussion.
No. Just president. Okay. You know, the president.
Yeah.
Anything else going on with you? I don't want to talk about you going away. I just want you to stick around forever.
Okay. Well, thank you. I plan on it. But I have a friend in the Secret Service. We've talked about him before on your, probably on the old show. He's been in the Secret Service for many years, many, many, many years. And he was actually on 9/11, you know, was in New York City. And so I was talking the other day because he's publishing a book. It's coming out in a while. We'll talk about it on the show at some point because y'all need it. His story is one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard. But anyway, shout out Darren Kinder. But Darren was going for his last assignment with Secret Service. He's retired. And it was that No King's Day or whatever. And he was assigned to D.C. And he was like, it feels like one of those assignments where everyone's going to be talking later and be like, oh, he was just about to retire. And he's like, I was like, totally. And I said, that's what happens every time you write a book too. You're like, I wonder if that's why God gave me the opportunity. Are these my last words? Like the whole thing. But yes, I'm just saying, I'm just saying it would be good for ratings. I hope I go nowhere. But if I'm with Jesus, love y'all.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story because it's timely. This weekend, we're going to Dripping Springs, which is near Austin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For my in-laws' 60th wedding anniversary. 60. Wow. 60 years. And here's the deal. 10 years ago, math is easy here, we did their 50th wedding anniversary trip.
Okay.
And I will send you video of the most amazing place they rented for us to stay. It was awesome. But here's the tragedy of it. We were only one day in. Like, we'd been there the Friday afternoon, and that Saturday morning we'd had breakfast and we just went down to the river to like check it out with all the kids. And Bruce's mom slips and falls. She's wearing a swimsuit and a sarong. I've told you this story.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
And she breaks her hip. We don't know that it's broken, but she gets duct taped to a pool lounge chair, put in the back of a SUV, driven for hours to one hospital, then hours to another, finally gets there that evening in a swimsuit still. That's how she spent her 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
But I'm telling you this because we always say that she's part of the CIA.
Why?
There's so many signs. And I talked to an actual former CIA agent and told him some of them. And he goes, I don't know. Sounds like she could be. Anywho, I was like, she is not going down. So here we thought that was like this big momentous. Will my mom make it through the 50th? She had major surgery. She's fallen again since then. So we're going to the 60th. You never know. Story's not over.
It's not over.
Getting started.
What does mom want to do in Dripping Springs?
Well, we rented this. She rented. I didn't rent. This place that has like everyone will have their own space to stay. And then it's got pickleball and a pool. And we'll just hang out and eat.
That sounds so much fun.
Well, and it's nowhere near a river. No rivers.
We're going to pray for mom. We don't need another fall. Do you think I kind of like the concept of taking the family on the anniversary trip. But I'm just wondering, is that something you will do in your future?
My boys were asking about that. They're like, why aren't they going by themselves? I don't know. It became a thing. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I would rather just take a family trip at some point. It doesn't have to be associated with my anniversary.
I'll celebrate your anniversary if y'all want to take me somewhere fabulous. If it's your 25th and you're going somewhere great, Heather and I'll go. Fine. Yeah,
totally.
We're easy that way.
I go. Well, so yeah. So pray for CIA mom. She says not to joke about it, which makes us think it's even more true.
Oh, totally. If she's real serious about it, then yeah.
Yeah.
I can share one other thing with you that is going on over here. Yeah. I came to a revelation. I would say this. I'm not an emotional eater. However, okay. I ate enough chocolate cookies yesterday that I felt sick last night because my youngest was being a jerk. And so that, I preface this by saying I'm not an emotional eater until I am. And my sweet, precious friend, Brandy, knows that my books due again, the next set of edits is due this week. So she brought me this darling little tote with my favorite drinks and her homemade chocolate chip cookies. And I believe there's 5 to 7 of them. Who's counting? I believe Kate ate 1 to 2 of them and they're all gone now. So, and she and I were the only two that ate them. So that's not complex math. But I felt really sick last night. But here's the deal. I'm just going to give you the for real over here right now. My youngest is really something this summer. And he is so pleasant and easy to get along with unless you put him with his peers. And then at our house, you guys. And I don't know what's going on, but you know how we have all those people over on Tuesdays. We make sack lunches for the food bank. We're doing ministry over here. Like, right? My kid is over there berating his peers. Being so unkind, not that bad. It wasn't like he was, you know, dropping the F-bomb on him, but he was like apparently telling him they're the worst. You're the worst. And some of them were swimming afterwards. And every time I let him turn on the hose in the pool, I don't know why. I just said yes. Every time it was their turn for the hose, he'd turn off the water. Why? Why are we being mean? And so Mike and my kids are like, you just need to take screens away from him. But we know who that punishes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like he's just needing some maybe social skills 101. Like he may not know that this is just not – because he's so used to interacting with adults and older kids that he may need like, I don't know, some talking
through. Is it a power trip? I don't know what's going on.
No, I think he just probably gets overwhelmed in the situation, doesn't know what to do, and he's so used to like saying something an adult responds that he's maybe not used to it.
Well, it's wearing me out over here. That's the for real over here this summer.
That sounds hard. That sounds hard.
And I did not appreciate it. And he's going to be fine. If it was something like really, you know, end of the world, I would not be displaying it for everyone to hear. That I'll probably end up listening to this with him in the car. It's like I do with Mike. However, this is
like confession time. Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. However, I just want you to know, like, whatever's going on over there, me too, guys. Whatever's happening this summer, it's like it draws it out, and we're hitting July, right? And so it's July when you're like,
it's the hottest. It gets hot. Everything escalates at the same time throughout summer. Yeah.
And this is a kid that never gets in trouble in school, ever. Wins the little awards, not academic, but you know, wins the little awards.
He's precious. Like,
yes. Precious. But something about being with his peers. And so I did ground him from his screens. And you know his suffering. I sent him to camp today, but it's going to be a long night tonight. And he's like, would you play Uno with me? And I was like, I should have grounded him from Uno. I should have grounded him from all that.
I think what it sounds like, it's like maybe he needs skills in. Like maybe instead you need to have a friend over, and then you navigate each interaction like a friend that can, who's pretty solid socially and can handle it. And then you then you get to like coach each time. That sounds like it's grounding you too.
Y'all send a DM if you want to have your child come to my house and be berated sometime this summer.
I can have Knox come over.
Knox is too old. He loves older kids. And
he's still 13. I mean, he still looks.
He's deferential to older kids. It's his age that he's such a jerk. So anyway, sorry. I mean, I'm just going to say, there'll be a sign up. If y'all want to send your kid over to be berated by my youngest, then I want you to know that's available to you this summer. And
someone will tell us what's going on. I'm sure someone has some parenting wisdom.
And I mean, it's like VBS. You don't even care, right? You just send them wherever. You're going to be like, I'll send them to your house. I don't care. Let them be berated. So,
yeah.
Free okay, that's care. All I got on this front. Should we?
Let's get sidetracked.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to hold up my first one.
If it's a t-shirt, I'm hanging it.
It's like a romper. It's like a dress, but underneath there's little shorts. It's a Free People dupe on Amazon, and I am such a fan.
Don't romp on my ding dong. Is that what you said? It was so controversial that I still can't handle.
Yeah. I like all these Free People dupes that Amazon does. I love them.
Are you going to wear that? Have you tried it on? What's it look like? We'd like a picture.
I have tried it on. I think I need to maybe be a tiny bit smaller for this size for it to, like, I could wear it around the house. I don't know that I'd wear it out because it's a little fitting.
Yeah.
You know, but it's comfortable. And when it's hot, I know it's going to be real great. I think it'd be great over a swimsuit.
So. Okay, fantastic. Well, it's funny you said that because now that you showed yours, I'm going to stand up. Everybody hold, please.
Is yours Free People do too?
Yes, and I did not look at yours.
Stop.
Are you ready? Okay, hold on. I'm getting it. Everyone talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. I mean, that is insane that we both liked a Free People dupe. We need to make sure that these both end up in the show notes so y'all can see. Okay. I don't know where she went. Here she is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes.
That little bag thing?
Yeah. But didn't you get like a real one too?
Well, I got the backpack. But this little Free People dupe bag, it's the quilted one. So someone gave one to Kate. Oh, you have it? Is that the exact one?
No, this one's from Target.
Oh, okay. So this one, someone gave one. Well, Brett's girlfriend's family, they gave Kate one for Christmas. And she's been carrying it to work every day at the law firm because she didn't know what to carry at the law firm. It's so cute. So I'm still short on a few girls' graduation gifts. And so I looked it up and apparently the reviews say it's better than the real ones because the real ones are zipper breaks. I got this one in the baby blue and Kate came and she's like, that's so cute. I want it. I'm like, I kind of want it. Now, what I'm not sure on is whether or not I want to put a monogram on it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can monogram a quilted thing. Can you monogram a quilted thing?
I think it would be challenging for the embroiderer, but they would tell you if it would work or not.
Okay. Well, I thought it was so cute. So that's my first one. And I had no idea that you had a Free People dupe. So look at us.
Okay. I'm sidetracked by this just because it's what our book club's reading. I'm not sold on whether I like it or not. And definitely it has sensitive content so far in what I'm reading. Okay. But it's called The Wedding People. And so I would say if you have known someone who has died by suicide, this may not be your book. That's how the book's starting.
Okay.
But I'm sidetracked by it in that I'm trying to be a summer person who reads a fiction book in random moments of a summer day. Like, I went out yesterday to read it outside. I'm trying. I read it in the bathtub last night. Do you ever take baths?
I enjoy a bath, but I don't read in them. And I'm kind of an Audible girl, remember?
Oh, yeah. Anywho, I don't know. It's a very popular book. Like, everybody loves it. So it may take a turn for the better. But anywho.
I'm still in the middle of your last one.
The Lost Apothecary?
I'm still audibling that one. But okay, well, interesting. Keep us posted on if you like it or you don't like it. Okay. How it comes. Okay, the next thing I'm sidetracked by is the half marathon in Las Vegas we've been discussing. I'm back on talking about this again. I pulled up, I've spent a lot of time by a lot of, I mean, I've spent more time looking at Couch to half marathon programs, where it is in Vegas, where I can stay reasonably priced or not, and everything affiliate. Oh, what concerts are there? Who's going to be in the dome thing? I've yet to walk one block or jog anywhere, but I really played it up with this thing. And we have two precious listeners, sisters.
Yes. So that
DM'd us that were like, hey, they don't think they live in the same city. So they meet and run half marathons or something and they want to do every state. Y'all are darling. And they're like, Cynthia, if you do it, we'll go. And I was like, what if I go and y'all do it?
That's just like two people right there.
Are you going with me, Heather? I need a firm commitment.
Well, I looked at my calendar. Maybe.
What'd I get?
The homecoming football game is that Friday night for my senior. I don't know how much that impacts me.
It's on October 26th on Sunday.
It's on Sunday. So I feel like I could fly out Saturday morning and still.
They have a full marathon, a half marathon, and they call it like a 702 or something. It's just over 7 miles.
I have to do the 7 miles maybe. I don't know about a half. That feels really long.
It feels real long for the girl who's yet to step outside of her house. What if we did the 7 and we wore our weighted vest? Does that equal a half?
I think we just try to do the 7 and maybe walk it. If we could walk 7 miles, I think I'd be proud of us.
Okay. Well, I just want to
long. It's a long time. It's a long way. I mean, a 5K is
3.2 or 1 or something.
Yeah. So that's 2 5Ks back to back. That's a lot.
Are any of y'all going to go with us if we do this thing? We got two takers.
And I was trying to find their names.
I'm going to run it in the dress. No, the classy or trashy.
No, you're not. You would overheat and you would fall over. It's going to be so bad.
Maybe if I trained for a half marathon, it'd look good on me. Maybe that's it. That's the situation.
I don't care how it looks on you. It doesn't breathe. Okay. You would actually faint. I'm trying to find. We have a lot of DMs. Y'all are so good about DMing.
We appreciate that. I read some of them. Heather reads most of them and forwards them to me. It's real sweet. Okay, well, that's my second one. I'm back to the half marathon and in the couch. The Couch to Half K is a 20-week program. And we're about, as we're taping this, 18 weeks out, which means if I were to walk outside even once this week and get started, I would only be a week behind. But I don't have time because I'm so busy sitting on the internet looking around about it.
Do you need accountability? Do you need an accountability partner?
Probably. Yeah, probably. So
probably.
Anyway, someone's listening to this. They're like, you know what? I'll go that weekend. It's right for my birthday, everybody.
It's right before your birthday. It is.
What's your next one?
Well, this one I found. I don't know how I found it. I think I was going on a walk preparing for my 7 mile run in October. And I wanted a podcast to listen to, and I found I've heard about her, Dr. Allison Cook. And so I just listened to one of her episodes. It's the Best of You podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was on like how to stop people pleasing and all this stuff.
Not a problem here.
So I have a good question for you that I want to ask you when we get to Super Trackers. Okay. But she does a lot of work with internal family systems. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll have a good conversation. Anywho, I thought it was great. I think she's great. It's makes your brain hurt a little bit because she's talking very like counselor talk, but I think it's important. It's important. The best you. And she integrates spirituality too. So it's more of like a spiritual discipline than it is woo-woo. But
is it Christian, like faith-based?
Yeah.
Or is it
just, she's Christian.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember that Mel Robbins? Are you the one who got me on to listen to her?
Yeah, she's not a Christian.
Yeah.
Or at least she's not overtly a Christian.
Yeah.
I don't know her salvation story, but.
Well, okay.
What have you listened to of hers?
I don't know. I actually just follow her on Instagram and she has some good like box quotes, one-liners. So pretty good.
Okay, wait. I found the cute girls. Kate. Kate and her sister. She is a super tracker. And she didn't tell me her sister's name.
If her sister dies, she's going to put a pretty picture of herself.
Stop. They look adorable. I don't think they're
they are so cute. And they're young. And I'm
they're
and
it was so young.
They're young. I mean, they're
she's
young.
She's someone who also texted me on my birthday. She DM'd me the picture of Bruce when he was like, he sent the birthday message.
Okay.
And she said, is it bad that all I can think is handsy?
That what?
That all I can think is handsy when she sees the video of Bruce. Oh, no. Bruce has a lot more to him than that, but. Yes.
Hey, Heather, that you someone write that down. And by someone, I don't know, but that's another one for our merch.
Oh, yeah.
He's handsy or are you handsy or something handsy for our merch. We asked you guys, I think on social or on the show, to tell us your favorite one-liners. And y'all had some really good ones. Yeah.
They did? Did you ask, really?
Or you did or something. We asked on our live or somewhere because people were giving us some.
Well, then I didn't write them down.
Oh, gosh. We're horrible.
Oh, gosh. Okay, tell your third one, and then I'm going to tell the update on the – Well, I'm going to say how they can stay updated on the merch sitch.
Okay. My last one is, remember I told y'all I got a Dyson fan for Mother's Day. Did we talk about this? You know, is Dyson the one that makes the hair dryer too? Yeah. Okay. And so please don't get so excited, Heather. I think she's dozed off over there. Okay. So I got a Dyson.
I'm trying to remember if you talked about the fan. It's hard when we're like, did we talk about, I don't know.
I just don't know which podcast I talked to things about, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I got a Dyson hair dryer and then I read about that Dyson fan. You know how I'm hot all the time. So Mike got me one and I was like, well, that's a nice big dollar gift until I realized how expensive like those mattress cooling systems are. I think he was trying to nip it at the bud without that. And so I kind of poo-pooed it a little bit. I was like, I don't know, just blowing around the hot air. And the other night I told Mike, I run it every night by our bed. And the other night I told Mike, I'm like, you know what? I think the AC unit's working better on this side of the house. I haven't been hot this summer at all. And he's like, I think it's a Dyson fan. And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even think of that. Y'all, I think that Dyson fan is cooling off the bedroom. And I don't mean that there's no undertone or innuendo in that. I think it is literally cooling off the bedroom. I like it. And I don't know how much they are because it was a gift, but
I think they're not cheap.
I like that Dyson fan. I'm kind of into it right now. So just heads up.
Should we tell people what the merch is that we offered to the super trackers?
Sure. Cause it's coming to somewhere near you soon.
Maybe. Hopefully, unless the super trackers snag all the ones we have a limited quantity, we're going to then offer them to y'all. So it's super cute, hot pink with bright yellow writing that says, must be nice.
So fantastic. I know Kate embroidered and wanted one. She's like, oh my gosh, I would. And Kate's real weird about hats in general.
Yeah.
She's like, I would totally wear that.
Yeah. I think it's so cute. So I don't know if we will be sold out by the time this airs. So
odds are that we'll have some.
I just don't know. Like super trackers, if they're willing. I don't know.
We'll see. Okay.
We'll see. But if you want to keep up with it, we will update you on our socials. So make sure you are following us on Instagram at the Sidetracked, past tense, show. At the Sidetracked show. That's how you keep up with what we're doing. So.
Sounds good.
You got more to talk about. We'll just keep it going. But y'all, see you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay. Happy summer. Have fun with in dripping springs.
Thank you. Bye.